But they are so unhappy in Whitechapel, continued Lady Agatha. I can sympathise with everything except suffering, said Lord Henry, shrugging his shoulders. I cannot sympathise with that. It is too ugly, too horrible, too distressing. There is something terribly morbid in the modern sympathy with pain. One should sympathise with the colour, the beauty, the joy of life. The less said about life's sores, the better.
Still, the East End is a very important problem, remarked Sir Thomas, with a grave shake of the head.
Quite so, answered the young lord. It is the problem of slavery, and we try to solve it by amusing the slaves. The politician looked at him keenly.
What change do you propose, then? He asked.
The Lord Henry laughed. I don't desire to change anything in England except the weather, he answered. I am quite content with philosophic contemplation, but as the 19th century has gone bankrupt through an over-expenditure of sympathy, I would suggest that we should appeal to science to put us straight. The advantage of the emotions is that they lead us astray, and the advantage of science is that it is not emotional.
But we have such grave responsibilities, ventured Mrs. Vandeleur timidly.
Terribly grave,
echoed Lady Agatha. Lord Henry looked over at Mr. Erskine. Humanity takes itself too seriously. It is the world's original sin. If the cavemen had known how to laugh, history would have been different.
You are really very comforting, warbled the Duchess. I have always felt rather guilty when I came to see your dear aunt, for I take no interest at all in the East End. For the future, I shall be able to look her in the face without a blush.
A blush is very becoming, Duchess, remarked Lord Henry.
Only when one is young, she answered. When an old woman like myself blushes, it is a very bad sign. Ah, Lord Henry, I wish you would tell me how to become young again.
He thought for a moment.